And we're going to the other extreme now, meeting an American artist who's making a statement about the pressure on women in her society to have a picture-perfect family.
Art director Suzanne Heinz got sick of people asking when she was going to get married and have babies. After all, it's not as if you can just go buy a family from the local store. But in fact, that's just what she did. She's photographed herself and her family of mannequins all over the world in a project that has lasted 14 years. Earlier, I asked Suzanne why she does it.
You know, I can't tell you how many times I got asked the question, why aren't you married? And it was just beginning to give me a complex. You know, I was starting to feel that my life was somehow, I don't know, behind schedule and that there was something wrong. I was raised in a Mormon family, and everyone around me as a child, this is how a family looked, you know, a mother, a father, a bunch of kids. And also where I was raised in New York, it was the same situation, you know. None of the relationships that I was in were, in my mind, ready for marriage. So I just focused on my career, as you would, and lived my life quite happily. And right now I'm even in a relationship, and we're choosing not to be married.
Why do you think it's lasted so long then? I mean, you mentioned you're in a relationship now, so why did you keep your mannequin family for so long, and where has it taken you?
As the project has grown, I've seen that this is a larger subject that relates to a lot of people. To me, the point is, you know, why am I not enough? No matter what I do in life, someone is always asking me, what's the next step? And I think other people can relate to that too. You know, why is it that the unmarried are held to some antiquated standard of measure of success that's just no longer relevant? And what is it about our culture that makes us feel that no matter what you do with your life, it's insufficient? I'm finding from the feedback that I'm getting from all over the globe that this is a really important subject for a lot of people, and most people are really not talking about it.
I have this great mental image of you piggybacking a life-sized plastic man through the streets of Paris with a young plastic girl tucked under one arm and a camera under the other arm. What reactions have you had from people while you've been out and about on these shoots with your mannequin family?
It's hysterical. It's the best payoff for doing all of this. You know, just walking through the streets, it's kind of like being the Pied Piper. You know, people just start laughing and smiling and taking photos and following you. And I think that's a perfect scenario for me, because then I get to explain what I'm doing and the concept behind it. And I get stories about how they can relate, you know, with what's going on in their life.
Have you had any offers then from men perhaps wanting to replace your mannequin husband?
As a matter of fact, I do keep getting letters.
Your mannequins, and you've named them, right? Chauncey and Mary Margaret. Brilliant names.
Thank you.
They never look particularly happy in your pictures, though, but you seem to be really smiling most of the time. Well, what's
right.
That about?
I think when I force that smile, it shows how we have just done the same thing with how we're portraying our lives. But what it really is when you travel with your family is, you know, there's a lot more angst and strife, you know, arguments, and it's not that perfect. So I think the reality versus the image is really what I'm getting at there.
You actually left your mannequin husband on the streets of Paris, so things didn't go all too smoothly on your holiday. Can you explain what happened?
Part of it was because I was sick and tired of carrying a 50-pound mannequin around on my shoulders. And part of it was because all about finance. I really had planned to ship them back. I spent my last day in Paris packing them all up carefully in bubble wrap. But when the UPS delivery man came to pick them up and told me how much it was going to cost, my jaw dropped and I said, no way, nuh-uh. And so I decided to abandon them there. And, you know, I couldn't just throw them in the trash. I had to make a photograph out of it. It was just wild fun. And I realized that I was so happy to not only get rid of the dead weight, but to almost symbolically dump the baggage that had been, you know, hoisted on my shoulders that I felt from the generation previous to mine that told me that I was living my life wrong.
Is that a divorce then? Have you exchanged him for your real life boyfriend? Or where to next then for you?
I got back home and people told me, you know, oh my God, are you crazy? You threw him out? How could you do that? I realized that I don't want to say it's a responsibility of mine, but I feel like if I can make a dent in social expectations and really make an impact, then I can't stop here. So here's what we plan to do. I am having another Chauncey made, and we are going to renew our vows before God, man, and the 6 o'clock news in a June wedding. So Chauncey and I are getting back together so that we can carry on this message worldwide.